Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Coconut! 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 Coconut woman is calling out. Every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out. Every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water.
Coconut.
It's good for your daughter.
Coconut.
Coconut like a iron.
Coconut.
Make it strong like a...
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, the 16th of November, 2023, and that was the Eloise Trio bringing us into the show with the song Coconut Woman. Good morning. We have an ideas show today. One of my callers yesterday highlighted the need to also focus on the positive. So my show today intends to focus on the positive. Also, we're going to have a giveaway on the show today, so please stay tuned in. Let me start the show with our Sand Dollar Live read. The Sand Dollar team is headed to Long Island. They're there already. Yesterday, they had a full day top-up event at Hamilton, Long Island, at the Sunflower Mart. I hope everybody got out there to learn more about the Sand Dollar. Merchants who are interested in accepting Sand Dollar can schedule a one-on-one meeting with central bank representatives by calling 302-9880 or by sending an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. The team is in Long Island until the 17th, so there's still time to meet with them and learn more about the Sand Dollar. Another notice. Well, let's get the show started. I'll get to that notice in a second. I wanted to have an Ideas Thursday show. I've asked Mr. Nuri to join me so he could vet some of my ideas. But I saw this story in the paper and I realized that these two ideas are kind of tied together. So let me start with the story and then I'm going to flow into the idea. But we're talking coconuts this morning. Here's a story in today's Tribune. Police wants public to share their home camera feeds. That's the headline in today's Tribune, not the main headline. Here's the story. The Royal Bahamas Police Force want people and businesses with security cameras to join a program letting police monitor their video feeds to fight crime. RBPF officials yesterday announced the launch. Turning to page 5 of the Tribune, they announced the launch of Fusus, that's F-U-S-U-S, a technology used in some American cities that is being eyed in other locations worldwide, though critics are concerned about creating surveillance states. The technology would reportedly integrate various policing tools such as CCTV, spot-shotter, body-worn cameras, electronic monitoring, and drones into a real-time platform. Assistant Commissioner of Police Zhivago Dame said officers have spoken to several businesses that have agreed to grant access to their cameras. He said 24 people have already registered their CCTVs. FUSUS integrates CCTV and ShotSpotter to provide a comprehensive approach to crime prevention, he said. So if a shot goes off in a particular area, the CCTVs would also receive that signal and will emanate on the screen or be produced on the screen, so the officers in the real-time crime center will be able to see exactly the cameras in that area in addition to the precise location where those shots emanated from. And so that gives the officers in the real-time crime center, once it's captured on those cameras, an actual view of possible suspects in that area. so that you can be able to speak to those officers or pass that information on to those officers who are patrolling to that particular incident. With this integration, the Royal Bahamas Police Force can effectively analyze and utilize data, enabling us to anticipate and prevent crime activities before they occur, rather than just responding to them after the fact. People can connect doorbell cameras to the system. Registration is free, with ACP Dame saying the RBPF would only access cameras with people's permission. People can register to participate through the RBPF's website. You put in your name, address, your email address, the amount of cameras that you have on, ACP Dame said. If you want us to view cameras inside, we can do that also. He said, although police are in the early stages of the program, it has already yielded positive results, referring to an incident in the Grove area where police retrieved footage from a business and their own CCTV. He said when a similar platform was introduced in Atlanta, officials there registered over 13,000 extra cameras. He said the program provided enhanced crime prevention, improved police response times, and increased public safety community engagement. This platform offers avenues for community members to contribute to public safety, fostering a collaborative effort in policing. That's a grand initiative. It's something that I've referenced, right? Referencing the UK policing system and how they use CCTV, cameras, CCTV by the state, by private businesses, by community development associations, to not just capture data and evidence, but to monitor suspects, to follow suspects, to track them in an attempt to capture them. So it's a good system, but we got to talk about it because there's so many other issues that arise. I call it a balance. We have to discuss the balance of rights. I want the police to be able to do its job. Its job primarily, I think, is protecting citizens, people, and then goods and services. People and then property, goods and services, right? So it's a good thing. And it intersects with what I wanted to talk about today. I want to talk about what a coconut industry could look like in the Bahamas. And where this ties in is that I want to have a conversation about a coconut industry while homeowners want to have a conversation about coconut theft, trespassing, property damage, harassment of property owners, etc. But we don't have to have a fight, right? We don't have to have a fight at all. Now, when I saw the story, the first thing I thought of as an advocate about is what about the right to privacy? And how do we balance the right to privacy with the right of citizens to live a life free of violence? How do we balance the right of privacy, the right of citizens to have access to resources to protect themselves? Right? In the story, they reference the ability to connect home doorbell cameras, right? Doorbell cameras and security systems to the system. This is, on the face of it, nobody has a problem with it. If we delve a little deeper, I'm sorry, caller, I missed you. Do me a favor, call back. If we delve a little deeper into it, I've seen instances or stories where neighbors are actually petitioning for the removal of doorbell cameras in tight-knit communities and apartment buildings because the neighbors say, hey, while you're putting up the camera to protect, you know, to sort of protect your home. Producer, let's pull up that call. What you're really doing is sort of providing surveillance on my home. And I don't want you or a third party surveilling the entrance to my home. Right? So it's a very interesting discussion. And most importantly, I'd love to see the legislation that's been produced to enable this, right? What's the legislation they're relying on? What are the regulations in place to protect owners and the general public from unwarranted or extrajudicial use of said cameras? And who owns the footage? And what can the footage be used for? Right? We have to have a national conversation about it, and not one that's driven by fear. Producer, let's pull up that call. All right, here we go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, good morning, Yuri.
Blessings to you.
Blessings, my brother. Blessings. Just to quick point, one on the police cameras and one on the 31, the other one on the satellite. At BTC, I think you talk about this, Erin. With the BTC and satellite link company. I think BTC signed it. Remember, in my collection as first journalist, I think BTC just signed a memorandum of understanding to use satellite link, satellite service.
Well, I had not verified. I can look for the story. I had not verified because the only source for that I found was on a Starlink-affiliated website indicating that the company, the parent company had signed an MOU with the government with BTC in 2021. But I haven't seen any verification of that in the local news.
Well, you could check it out because a couple of months ago, they were getting into the satellite because I remember when, if you were to give satellite link opportunity, because they both started,
well, no, they already registered. Starlink Bahamas registered in the Bahamas in February 2023.
They're the ones who are supposed to provide 5G.
No. They do a satellite base link. Oh. They're the ones who, it appears, have been connecting the archipelago for various services and supporting schools.
Okay, so BTC is the two companies that provide 5G in the future then.
Well, we don't know. Remember, the licensees, the companies said that they're not sure whether the environment could tolerate both an expansion of network, of the existing network, and the adoption and implementation of... what they said was, we don't know if the environment could tolerate the inclusion of a third mobile operator and the transition to 5G at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to monitor that because... I heard what the acting prime minister is saying now. He's complaining about drop calls, and
I saw that story last night. The deputy prime minister,
right?
Yes,
he's acting prime minister now.
Listen. Let's just make this clear. The Constitution provides that when the prime minister is incapacitated, an acting PM is appointed. The DPM doesn't automatically become the PM. And you know why? Because there is no DPM in the Constitution.
I agree with you.
Okay,
I
cool, cool.
What would you say? Yeah.
Yeah, I was also not pleased because I'm not pleased about the state of affairs, but it was good to see attention being paid to the matter. But listen, I got a question for you because I talk in coconuts today, right? As a citizen...
Before you go to crack, can I get to the second part? With that, the police and using house webcams.
Right. In the story, the police said that they are also able to connect to interior cameras if property owners are willing.
I would have a problem with that because I consider my backyard as private. And if I have a wife or you have a girlfriend, you don't want nobody looking in your backyard.
True, but then you also want to secure your backyard.
Yeah, you want to secure it, but you won't, You don't need to believe the claim, like,
All right, so you're saying, like, if you had...
Most people have their own manager. They have their alarm system. Someone in your yard, there'll be an alarm. I understand what the police are saying, but if you're going to do that, be careful which cam you use. Some people got cameras all over the place, but you use your front cam more than the road.
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? Just be clear on that.
Right, is it about assisting the police in accessing data in public spaces?
Right, because one of my house facing the road, I probably would share that cam.
But not the one in the backyard?
No, not the one in my backyard all over the place, come on.
Right, but would you make the footage from your camera in your backyard available to the police if there was an incident? Hold on. In your backyard, A, what if there was an incident in the neighbor's house, B, and what if there was a neighbor incident in the community and they say, hey, we want access to your backyard camera to see if the people run through your backyard?
But the neighbors might not know I look in their backyard area. Some people don't want the neighbors to look in their back neighbor's backyard.
Well, these are all...
I understand what you're saying. I probably would do it. Yeah, of course.
All right. These are the considerations.
But conclusion, we need to look at... We're having a conference right now. We probably talk about that. And I remember Sean McCraney, former Constitution Chairman.
He's still in the Bahamas?
Yeah, he said Erica needed to be a mentor.
I don't hear from him.
Well, you need to call him.
I mean, because you call his name like a very prestigious gentleman.
Yeah, he is.
What was he saying?
Well, long time when you do the constitutional reform, it's right on in line.
Yeah, he was the chair of the Constitutional Reform Committee.
Yeah, and he said Erica needed to be. I think you present your paper to him.
Yeah, I did. I made a public contribution. Yeah.
Right. And but he said Erica needed to be amended.
I mean, I can't argue with that, but I don't know why he's saying it. I know why I'm saying it.
I agree.
But Pumpkin Eater, I got to go, man. I won't talk coconuts.
Search it out.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
All right.
I did want to ask Pumpkin Eater a question, Mr. Nuri. So now I am forced to ask you the question, right? We have the potential for a burgeoning coconut industry. But at the same time, we have a lot of people that saying we just want to shut this down because what's been produced is more negative than positive, right? Are people likely to allow the erosion of their right to privacy, right? Or to give up, let me call it erosion, but to give up their right to privacy in an order to protect themselves from theft and crime?
One's freedom starts and ends at their nose, eh? I need protection.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I need protection for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
And once there's proper policies and protocols on how to obtain the information, I have no problem with sharing it.
All right.
I don't think there's such a thing as automatic sharing, right? I have to give it to you. But you can request such. And if it's an official investigation, you can go through the courts and then demand such. But it's not automatic that, hey, that this information is yours. And I mean, I think of 1984.
George Orwell?
George Orwell's book.
Yeah.
My big brother's always watching you, right?
Yeah.
See,
for me, I value my privacy, I think, like over everything. But then I also remember that I'm aging. And then I have to remember there are people vulnerable in the community that don't have the capacity or the ability to protect themselves or to navigate the world that I can't in the way that I can in this time. And so, you know, it's a balance of rights. You know, like you said, are there people out there who need it more than I need this idea of privacy?
In my own neighborhood, Comfort Street, right, there are CCTVs. I'm not sure if they work, but
when you say old neighborhood, you mean old neighborhood because now it's Fellowship.
Yeah, but they ain't officially changed name changing yet. But yes, my old neighborhood of Comfort Street, right? There are police CCTVs at the two ends.
Yeah.
It looks directly into my neighbor's yard and, of course, my parents' yard.
Yeah.
Right? They see who goes in and out, right? And if the cameras are strong enough, they could look through the window.
Yeah.
You know, and
zoom in, yeah.
Zoom in if it's strong enough. I'm not sure how strong it is. I'm not sure if they have recording voice that you can hear conversations around.
Mm-hmm.
So that means surely they can hear what is happening inside the house and around the house, whatever private conversation, what happens 2-3 o'clock in the morning inside these houses, right?
Yeah.
So I understand why Bahamians should be concerned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a country where we see death photos for people who deceased, right? And the only people who was there happened to be police, but all the pictures circulating all over social media. And you can't explain how did the pictures get leaked, right? Especially in a day where we have that problem and having police have access to one's personal video.
Right.
Right? I'm afraid of things getting leaked, man.
Yeah, and I think that we need to see regulations in place to govern this new space, right? Let's go to a caller. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Ms. Aaron, let me say this to you.
Yes, sir.
We have a problem in this country with things what we're trying to get a hold of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like crime and stuff like that. And if you don't want to give the police your, access to your cameras, don't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something going on around your area what you don't want the police to know.
I mean, it may not be that. It may be something in my house, like I may be sweethearting.
Well, listen, man, listen. If there is something what you don't want the law to know, don't give it to them, period.
True.
Okay?
The same way we tell young people, once you put something on the internet, it's there forever, and you can't control who will have access to it.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Like the caller before.
Yeah.
You know, he started talking about his backyard. He say something about his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give them the area for the front.
Right. The public zones.
Area for the back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're growing grass or something in your yard in the back there, no, don't give them nothing at all. You understand what I say?
I mean, yeah, I appreciate what you say. We're not encouraging people. We're not teaching them how to break the law, but we understand the point you're making.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
You see plenty of crime out there, man.
Yeah.
We're trying to put a stamp on crime. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah. We're trying to knock crime out of the park, man. We don't need it. Because we never used to have it before.
I feel you. But we to do it properly, we have to ensure that the regulations are in place so that people...
Thank you. Now you're talking. Because there is only some things, if they were to have access to a camera, there is only some things supposed to be in their sight.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. I got to go to a break. And then on the other side of the break, we're going to have a giveaway. Producer, play the song by Hubert Porter and the Jamaican. Now, this is a Bahamian show.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate Bahamiana, but I need you all to hear this song. We go into a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. When we get back from the break, the giveaway begins. It's Ideas Thursday, and we talk in coconuts. Play rum and coconut water for me, sir. There we go. Y'all, tell me if you know this song.
Come with me. Let's go back to the West Indies. For baby, can't you see? I've lost my pep and my energy. What I need is rum and coconut water.
Jenny.
Rum and coconut water.
Jenny.
Rum and coconut water I cannot get in America. Now I remember when I was young, I was very robust and strong. But no.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water, gin and coconut water cannot get in America. Now, honey child, come go with me back to the West Indies. Baby, can't you see I'm losing my pep and my energy? What I need is...
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. Caller, I need you to hold the line for me because I baited Mr. Newry with that song going to the brig. Mr. Newry.
All my life, Aaron,
yeah.
I thought we were the originators of Gin and Coconut Water, that song. I thought that song was idyllic of being bohemian.
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing it's a West Indian song.
Well, see, we was West Indian at that time.
We were West Indian at that time.
At that time,
Island, West Indies.
All of us was West Indian.
Yes.
Right?
And we all shared the same culture and origin and, of course, the same music and it's also the same themes.
Yeah.
Right? Because we had Bohemian artists singing Caribbean calypso and Caribbean
merengue
songs.
Merengue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're doing the same with our songs.
And we really need to explore the Gombe era to figure out who we are and why we are the way we are and why we are now not the way we were then. But Mr. Newry, let me go to this caller and then I got to make the announcement. Good morning, caller.
Aaron and CA.
Good morning.
Now, dealing with this police camera thing, right?
Yeah.
Have any of you all, I've been watching The First 48 for years.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the homicide detectives, they go, they walk, they do the groundwork.
Yeah.
They walk and they see cameras and they...
They go into the businesses and request access and if they can't get access, they go to the courts and they say, hey, we need access to this camera. Can it work?
Yes, they do the legwork to solve this crime in 48 hours. Some lead. The police need to do, plenty cameras looking at the road. They look from where you was. So wherever you did the murder, you are somebody's camera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your face or the car you was in. All police need to do is camo the car and walk those streets. Give out flyers, the business cards. And this is confidential. I mean, like, 48 hours, they don't beat.
I got you.
They don't beat you. They just solve the crime using techniques.
Technology, techniques. Yeah, engagement. Yeah. Critical thinking, spatial awareness. Yep.
Yeah, and Aaron,
yeah.
The new word now, you're always worrying about both the word dead or deceased.
Yeah.
The new word now is unalive.
I got you. That's the social media acceptable term.
Where that come from?
It's because, I can tell you where it came from, because the social media platforms are monitoring and moderating language use, and they're trying to remove triggering language, so you have to use unalived as opposed to dead or killed in the videos.
Like the word in country.
Yeah.
But listen. Where that come from?
Let me go. I excited.
All right, well, then. You have a good day.
Yeah, you may be able to win a prize. Because, you know, the question is, do the police need this resource to do their job or do they have other resources available to them that do not require this breach of privacy? Right? We all for crime. We all for beating crime. We all for eradicating it. Nobody's against that. But we have to question the balance of rights.
But Aaron, trust me, Bahamians ain't going to trust nobody with their personal assets. They give it to what you want you to know. Once you have access to the front camera, you have access to all the cameras in the system.
I got you. Oh.
What you have to call.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
That's another element. I want to thank you for that. I forget to say that. Thank you. Good morning, caller. Caller, you still there?
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green.
Hey, good morning. How you do?
Yeah, this is a very interesting conversation. Good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning,
the Fox. You know, business places, they can see benefits of that, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to the private homes, this is panopticism now. A lot of humans have very short memory. I hate to bring up Azario Major as a perfect example as to why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
they already have the technological armor interior. You know, you can hack, you know, with, see, the thing is about smart lock and smart this and smart that. You know, people can actually hack into your camera system and your locks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an advantage. Like I said years ago on the radio, a criminal could be a guy with a glasses looking like a freak or a geek.
Like
a
nerd.
Laptop.
Like
a,
what we call a nerd, yeah. 21st
yeah. century computer nomad, Miss Green. But what I'm saying is, not cutting you off, but you know, yeah. It's quick thinking here. I hate, all right, the thing is, Azario Major highlights the case. It's too much control. So if we give them this, how we know what they would monitor, given the fact that the camera only works for the civilian, but not for them, as we saw with the Azario Major case, and many other instances. And so we see now where they are still around in the patrol cars without camera. So what is this? It's an unfair balance. They already have too much power, and no man knows the hour. So what I'm saying is, we could just use references back in history and time about the dubious shootings here and there and everywhere. And then we can realize that this really, they could solve crime without that. You know, business spaces, et cetera, et cetera. People who own, that's a kind of an intrusion. It doesn't matter in any which event. But firstly, like I said, we are very naive as a populace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting crime passed from A, B, and then C. The civilians would be C.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians would be A. The police would be B.
Mm-hmm.
They know, all right, Aaron, would you think they will disclose their insubordinations and their case
no,
that they have
in
the complaint unit
if
and
them,
they have before their tribunal?
Look here, if them two squaddies...
It's personal.
52.
They don't let the public know what's going on within their entity.
52.
You're seeing cases like Chris Cummer where he died in the cell. Officers visited him. You know, the guy, the 15-year-old in the gold cell, no computer reanimation or simulation.
Man.
We just have their rhetoric. They already have too much control. These guys have people's lives in their hands. They are very arrogant. They have no respect. As long as you, like, they ask people some things, what they do. I go by where they see the police. The other day, a police coming from Cat Island got caught with 3 kilos of cocaine. But you know, when you ever hear what happened to him, nothing.
Okay,
52. They don't give an account.
52.
Azario Major's a joke.
I got you,
52. There are many more. Just go.
52. I got you. I got you, 52. I don't want you to read that as disrespectful. I appreciate what you said, especially ABC.
I appreciate it, definitely.
Absolutely.
Some 52. Great points.
Thank you very much. And it's why, Mr. Newry, it's why I came here with an idea show. I got a music list.
Yeah.
I play lists, right? But this is an important story. And the tie-in is this. We got a situation. We got some young men who trying to figure it out. They trying to work it out. They trying to become entrepreneurs. They trying to hustle. They marginalized for whatever reason, whether they was bad boys and they didn't pay attention in school, right? Whether they came from troubled, dysfunctional homes and made the best of themselves that they could but didn't make the mark. You got some young men out there trying to do a thing. They're trying to hustle. And a lot of people would just jump on board and say, I don't care what it takes, get the camera system up and running because I'm tired of feeling terrorized in my home with the thought that somebody just waiting out there lurking to come in my yard and take something of mine, right? Get it. I don't want the show to be all doom and gloom. We have a problem, and I think I have a solution, right? And so, I'll take this caller quickly. Quick caller, we talking coconuts now. Good morning.
A pleasure. Good morning, Miss Green. Good
morning, Sparky.
No, give me a second here.
No, Sparky.
Listen, and
look at that, Sparky. I'm so sorry, Sparky. I got 17 minutes left in my show, and I'm supposed to do a giveaway. I won't be selfish and do a giveaway, right? But this subject matter is important. That's why push it on the show. Listen, Saturday is jollification.
Yes.
My company, Seasonal Sunshine, we're going to be out there. Mm-hmm. We celebrate. In fact, we don't just celebrate ideas. We grow ideas. That's why I wanted to take this time to share some ideas. I think I have a solution to the Coconut Boys problem because the Coconut Boys should never be a problem. We can't have a society where we regard a group of people as a problem. If there is a problem, we must find solutions because the Coconut Boys are us, right? So here is the giveaway. Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas is giving away 2 world-famous rum fingers. Perfect for church prayer meeting in Parliament. If they genuflect in the space.
What's a rum finger?
You're safe to put it to your face. Have a sip, wet your lip, and lock it. Put it back in your pocket.
That sounds like poetry.
It's an idea. It's an infused rum shot. Local fruit. The intention, right, is A, to create mechanisms and economic mechanisms for people to step up. All you need is a handful of fruit, bottle of rum, container, some sugar, water, you're good to go. You have a product. right? It's a mechanism to preserve fruit culture. People don't even know what a tree-ripened hog plum or scarlet plum tastes like because of the way that we harvest them, because we know they come from the island. We no longer have trees in our yards, right? And so it's an attempt to preserve fruit culture. The third element of it is that we are shifting the culture around alcohol consumption by providing you with a manageable beverage. It's a shot. It has a lid. You don't even have to drink the whole thing one time. You could seal that up and bury that where you put your money under your mattress. You bury it until next Christmas. Wet your lip on New Year's, right? It's an idea that we grew, and it tastes good. I'm giving away two of them for the best coconut idea. Here's what I mean. There are all kinds of things, all kinds of ways that we can use coconut. There's consumables, right? Do you know the best vegan corned beef I ever ate was made with dried coconut? Coconut, after you grated dried coconut. The best vegan corned beef ever. Ever. We got it sitting all over the country, right?
How could it be corned beef, though?
Because it's dried out. And you're going to cook it down with tomato paste and thyme and herbs and onion and sweet pepper and hot pepper.
But where the corned beef come in it?
The texture. The coconut replaces it. It's the texture of the corned beef.
So wouldn't that be like seasoned coconut?
It's called vegan corned beef, sir.
Sounds like seasoned coconut.
Next thing you can tell me, vegan oxtails ain't a thing.
Can't be the oxtail without the ox.
It's vegan oxtail, but this is vegan corned beef. We got it right here.
Okay.
Right, so two rum fingers for the most exotic coconut idea out there. Mr. Nuri will be the judge. He said too fanciful. He'll be the judge of whether your idea makes sense. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Text line 422-GR96.
Do you need another half an hour?
Yes, I do, sir.
I'll give you another half.
Why, thank
hour.
You, sir.
Go ahead.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin. Good morning, Commander Neri.
Blessings to you.
Good day.
The world's best coconut idea.
Yeah.
When I joined the military in the U.S. Air Force in 1981.
Okay.
We were taught that on the battlefield, in a case we run out of blood for transfusion, that coconut water can be introduced, pure coconut water, directly into the blood for a blood transfusion. It baffles me why nobody yet has taken up that idea to do like pure pints of coconut water. So in the event a patient needs 5 pints of coconut, of blood, they could substitute one of them, 4 pints of blood, 1 pint of coconut water, and that's my pitch on the coconut water. It works, and it does work in the military.
Producer, take this caller's information, please. Okay, you are caller number one. I took down your idea. Coconut water transfusion.
Yeah,
coconut water molecule is very similar. That's why it's a superfood, Nuri. I'm just saying. That's what I think. That's why it's a superfood. He's not lying. Thank you very much, caller. You producer, take his information.
And all this blood shortage we have at the blood bank, and we have all this coconut?
On the battlefield.
Okay.
Extreme survival situation.
Yeah, but if the blood bank's short, that's the battlefield, eh? Say, hold on, we get a case of coconut coming now.
Did the Minister of Health and Wellness tell you we're in a crisis?
We're not in a blood crisis?
Did he say we were in a blood crisis?
No, he never mentioned that.
See, he ain't mentioned it yet.
We ain't in a housing crisis either, but people living in cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. All right. So, first idea. Remember that coconut water can be used for a field remedy transfusion. If you on the island, you have a boating accident, two of y'all end up on the island, one of y'all bleeding.
I can get inside them.
Listen, MacGyver.
I'm thinking too much.
You supposed to be a boy. Imagine that we live on an archipelago.
I can tie a rope. That's it.
Imagine that we live on an archipelago, but we don't prepare our people to know the resources that are available to them. MacGyver, show me how to do a transfusion in the bush.
And I forget to tell the gentleman who called, Happy Veterans Day. We appreciate his service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy Veterans Day. Okay, so back to the giveaway. Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas is giving away 2 rum fingers.
For the best pitch.
For the best idea, coconut use idea, right? So you could use coconut in several ways, right? What to do with coconut? You have your consumables, the things you eat, the things you drink. You have what you call the oleochemical industry, which is beauty products, body products, things like that, coconut oil for lotions and shampoos and things like that, right? Then we have what I call agricultural.
I'm sitting here thinking, when I was younger, Aaron, my mom used to have the early coconut. You know what the early coconut is?
Yeah.
And she used to boil the early coconut to get Earl, I guess.
Yeah.
And she used to put garlic inside it. Do people still do that?
Some people still do it.
Because I find that we cook differently nowadays.
We've become I wouldn't say merchandise, you know, but we've become bougie and we stop doing these things because you could go to the store and get coconut oil. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But how coconut oil is just
oily
different.
Nut. Yeah.
I'm not sure if Bahamians know what an oily, early nut is. Because let's see, you call it an oily nut. It's an early nut.
Yeah.
Right? But do we still have early nuts inside in Bahamas?
We do. And the people who are processing coconut locally for coconut oil, they know about it.
Do you have people who process oil here?
Yeah, man.
Where is it? Someplace.
Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas.
Okay, I understand.
There you go. Okay, I've got a lot of texts coming in. Here are the texts. Coconut milk in soups, curries, dessert, and sauces, especially barbecue. I had not thought of adding coconut milk to barbecue sauce.
I do that now. That and guava to barbecue sauce.
The coconut milk?
Yeah, the coconut milk.
Okay, Texas, I don't know if Nuri know about it. I don't know how exotic it is.
No, the coconut milk.
Okay.
They put coconut milk in everything, in rice, inside the curry.
Yes, Texas.
Inside the soup.
52 made a great contribution. Thank you. Coconut shell can be used to make coal, used as fuel to cook. It's a power plant.
Husk, yeah, to use coal.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can compress it into briquettes, right? Like little bricks of coconut fiber, use it for coal.
Okay.
Right? People are even using coconut as a composite with things like seaweed to make pallets. Another text. I can't read that. Oh, somebody said, don't mess up Christmas by making a vegan ham and turkey. Please don't do it. Look here. Let me tell you all how vegan ham and turkey may be the only ham and turkey we could afford this year. Okay, but we're not getting into that. I see it is 10:52. We've got three potential winners. The coconut milk in soups, coconut shell. Right? But let's transition to anatomy of a coconut stand, right?
Okay.
The first issue is procreation. Procuring.
I'll give you that extra 30 minutes. You can talk with you more in 30 minutes. Yeah.
All right. So one of the biggest issues is procuring coconuts. Where do the coconut boys get their coconuts from, right?
From people's backyard.
Right. Coconut boys should be getting coconuts from people's backyards.
Right.
But they should be getting them with permission. This is a win-win situation. I don't understand where the gap is. See, here's the thing about coconut trees. When you see a coconut tree with a number of bunches, they got 5, 6 bunches on it. When a coconut tree produces coconuts, it's pregnant and it bears its babies, right? And we're supposed to harvest them. You're supposed to harvest them for the health of the tree so that the tree can have the strength to continue producing coconuts. When you leave the coconuts on the tree, the later coconuts you produce, they are weaker in terms of quality and flavor, right? And nutrient value. So technically, you're supposed to be cleaning your coconut trees regularly for the health of the tree. We live in a hurricane zone, so you're supposed to be cleaning your trees regularly. In weather like this, a coconut can become a weapon, can become a torpedo, can become a missile. So technically, like, we have this duty of care to clean our coconut trees regularly. So the problem isn't the coconut boys coming into the yard and taking the coconuts. It's the problem is coming into the yard and taking the coconuts without permission and making people feel terrorized. But we have sufficient coconuts in this country that no coconut boy should ever have to steal a coconut. The question is, how do we create a system where we can harvest coconuts regularly to make them available not just for coconut boys, not just for local production, but also for tourism use and consumption, right? So procuring the coconut shouldn't be a problem. We need to be harvesting the coconut trees. We need an agricultural survey to identify as many coconut trees as possible, where they are and how easy they are to access. And we need to begin cultivating coconuts and cultivating genus types of coconuts that can be harvested easily. So if you're doing commercial production, you need to be planting dwarf trees, trees that don't require cherry pickers and bucket trucks to harvest, right? You should be planting your trees in areas that are easily accessible by equipment.
Who should be planting trees?
Whoever's planting trees.
I've noticed that every year we have a tree planting ceremony, right? Mm-hmm. Where the officer's spouse planted trees. But I've never seen them planting fruit trees. I'm always thinking, why don't we have a mass planting of fruit trees all over the Bahamas? Just wild and randomly place for the next generation to have access to a business.
Well, because there's because we don't know how the fruit trees that we enjoyed as children, we don't know how they appeared. We don't know why they are. Like, I live in the area I live in. Mm-hmm. When I was young, you walk through the community, you could hear flies all the time. I said, well, what's this? Is it just because people are poor, they're not handling their trash? And then I realized that flies are pollinators for jujus, for juju trees. And then I realized with observation that the area I lived in must have been a juju grove. Tons of juju trees and dillies, right? And so I've been benefiting from what I thought was just wild fruit. It's abandoned fruit trees from an old plantation long ago.
Old orchard. We had orchards a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, why don't we plant banana suckers? That's easy. You just plant it and let it grow. And the wild bananas, the wild plantains, the wild hog bananas can be beneficial for the community.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to take care of it. Just grow and you just go and cut.
Right. And I think the idea is stymied by our evolving concepts about land and land ownership and who could go on land and who can't. When we were young, we'd just run in the bush. And whatever you find in the bush is free game, you know. And now with the shrinking landscape, more and more bush is being captured for housing and for businesses, for construction. Those things that, you know, are disappearing, and we haven't really thought about it. I wonder how many people my age had thought about it. We were trespassing on somebody's property. And we was picking fruit, whether they knew the fruit was there or not. It's their property. It's their fruit. And so we have to talk more about it. Right, and it's a very valuable conversation. Somebody say, Foxhill people don't eat dilly, that's slave food.
Dilly there, though, don't worry about that.
But it's the best. See, y'all, we have this thing. Do you know watermelon? This is the idea show, guys. Yeah. Watermelon. That there's been a consistent lobby to deter us from eating watermelon. That's why they like to make fun of black people and say, oh, they like black. Fried chicken and watermelon.
I like fried chicken and watermelon.
Give it to them.
You can give it to me.
Watermelon is one of the best foods that you could eat. And in fact...
And it's an African fruit.
Right. Our enslaved ancestors valued the watermelon because they could take the watermelon into the field and eat that. And it's like a super... I mean, all the nutrients they needed, the hydration. And so they actually have been attempting to detach us from our historic cultural practice.
And imagine coming to a new world and seeing a fruit that you're used to. Say, this is from whom?
Yes. And dilly, for those of us who have issues with sugar, dilly is a natural source of sugar. So you don't have to be consuming all this refined sugar. You know, you could always get a sweet bite because dilly bears almost year-round. Someone said watermelon is also a natural male supplement for men's sexual health. That's good to know as well. So let's get back to, we are out of time, producer. I want to play a song. Play Coconut Water Rum and Gin by Vincent Martin and his Bahamians to close out the show. And then maybe Mr. Nuri will let me play one more coconut song on the other side. So we've got two winners for the Rum Fingers.
Really?
My first caller and my first text. Okay. Right? And I will contact you after the show to give you the details on how you could collect your world-famous rum finger, perfect for church prayer meeting in Parliament, at Jollification.
Oh, where's Jollification again?
The National Trust.
When is it? Yeah?
This weekend.
Oh, okay.
So for members, it starts on Friday, Saturday and Sunday for us regular folk. I mean, I'm a member because I have to be a member to participate.
Can I come on your membership or no? I have to be a member.
You have to be a member. Okay. Plus, you could come, but you know your wife and your children come in your stead.
True.
Yeah. He's a generous guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Play that song. Well, let's take this call and start the music. Good morning, caller. You got 12 seconds.
I was standing on the radio and I hear you talking about coconut and stuff and all these other trees. If you want to anyone call your show and let you know how you make this coconut oil from the coconut.
You know what, caller? Call back on the next after this commercial break because I want to hear how you make this.
You'll be the first caller.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Y'all tell me if y'all ever heard this song. This is Coconut Water, Rum and Gin by Vincent Martin and His Bahamians.
A man, he marry a girl too young. He gave her diamond and everything. But she was flirting with everyone until he started to drink. What? Coconut.